This is John Batchelor, a conversation with Jonathan Shanzer of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy about Iran and sanctions. Sanctions were the remedy for a number of bad actors over these last decades. Sanctions were imposed by the Trump administration. What about sanctions now facing Iran and its many surrogates, the bombing of the Houthis, the bombing of the Iranian-backed militias in Iraq, the confrontation with Hezbollah by the Israeli Defense Forces, the Hamas attack, all of that? Can it be controlled by sanctions? Jonathan responds very detailed about sanctions and the Biden administration, also about what will work, which is to confront the Iranians with kinetic energy, confront the Iranians, not their surrogates. Here's Jonathan Shanzer on the road ahead with regard to Iran and its many bad actors working for it directly, its surrogates.
I think the Biden administration has just been unwilling to impose sanctions along the lines of what we saw during the era of Donald Trump. Now, just to be clear, I think there were plenty of things that we could say about the Trump foreign policy, if there even was one, that deserve critique. But the one thing that Trump did seem to understand was that there was no dealing with this regime, that there was no talking with this regime, that there was no trying to reason with it. And so what he did is he slapped an immense amount of sanctions on the regime, and it actually forced them into kind of a defensive crouch. They were having a hard time choosing between guns and butter, so to speak. And ultimately, what we saw was actually a reluctance to use force against the United States. And when they did use force, we responded overwhelmingly by killing Qasem Soleimani, their number one general of the Quds Force, the Islamic Revolutionary Guard. We killed him in early 2020. And that actually, I think, really convinced the Iranians that there was no messing with that particular president. When this president came in, we got a sense that he was reversing all of that. And he actually underscored what he described as the folly of American sanctions and America's national maximum pressure campaign. I think that unraveling that pressure has ultimately led us to where we are today. We let funds flow to the regime. The regime funded its proxies. Its proxies are attacking us, and the regime feels that it has a certain sense of impunity. So we can hope now that perhaps we're starting to restore deterrence, although I am not sure that hitting not going after the top leaders, not doing these decapitation strikes, I'm not sure that's going to be convincing enough for a regime that still feels really that it's, you know, it's got some momentum going and it's not wrong.
More of this later.